Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life.
Hey, health junkies. I wanted to create a little bit more community around the podcast. I wanted to make sure I answered some questions, but also opened up the conversation so that folks can get what support they needed and questions answered around the topics that I am bringing up in the podcast. Because I added the Wednesdays that are more mindset work, I definitely thought, you know what? Let's get a community going. Let's do this. So you can head to clever.fm/thehealthfix and join in on the community today. I look forward to seeing you in there and getting to know you better. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Dr. Bruce Fong. He's a doctor of osteopathic medicine, and he's working at the Sierra Integrative Medical Center. That is in Reno, Nevada. And those folks are specialized in seeing some seriously sick folks, someone who, you know, basically can't get any answers from conventional medicine. Maybe they've seen a bunch of naturopathic or functional medicine docs and they're not getting answers. Dr. Bruce's office is the place to go when you are looking to get things turned around and transform your health. Now, he also works with Neutronics Labs, and they have a deer antler product, which is a booster of growth hormone. And growth hormone is something that folks ask me about all the time. Like, do I need the injections? Is that better? What do I do? Is there capsules? And really, they're using an extract from deer antler, and Chinese medicine has used deer antler for years and years. It's kind of like the second most popular herbal to ginseng, and it's tried and true. And for a lot of folks, it can help boost hormones and trigger the body to produce natural hormones on its own without all the fancy synthetic things like some of the peptides like semaglutide and some of the fancier things out there. So nevertheless, Dr. Bruce and I, we geek out hardcore on all things health, longevity, and growth hormone. So let's introduce you to Dr. Bruce Fong. Hey, health junkies. I've got Dr. Bruce Fong on today. And you know what? We are going to be talking about a topic that I get asked about all the time. How do you optimize your health in this aspect of aging? And what can you do to slow down the process of aging? And then there's the conundrum of growth hormone. Do we inject it? Do we take it? What do we do with it? So today we're going to answer that question. And Dr. Fong is going to help us to understand what the deal is with this growth hormone business and IGF-1 and the whole nine yards. So Dr. Fong, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Hey, thanks, Janine. This is a real pleasure and an honor to be here with you. And let's help clarify some issues today. Let's help get some people educated. As a physician, I love to educate my patients because it's always about a team effort. It's not about, hey, I'm up here, you're down there, I'm talking to you. That's not cool. It's about creating that ability to work together to maximize everybody's health or get through a potentially bad time and get them back to where they need to be. So I love doing this kind of stuff. And because I really think our modern healthcare system, that's one of the big things that's lacking. It's very cold. It's very mechanical. And I'd rather, you know, be that, you know, I want to say I sort of have the country doc mentality. I want to be there and kind of be your friends, but you know, I stopped taking livestock as payment. Okay. So I'm kidding.
No age or livestock at this time. You know, never know what happens as we head into the winter. You know, things could get a little scarce, but I get it. You know, that's the same kind of principle I have. I really want to be a partner in my patients, you know, medicine, but also in their health journey and really help to optimize, just not like mitigate every single issue that comes up. I want to help that we could prevent stuff. And definitely looks like what you are up to.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more true than that old saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Believe it or not, there's an ancient Confucianism, you know, that my mother had. My mother, by the way, is the founder of the clinic that I'm running now. So we're a generational clinic.
Cool.
Unfortunately, she's passed on, but she had this thing. We still have it up on our wall outside. It's in big letters painted on our wall. It says, "No success can compensate for the premature failure of our bodies." And that was from ancient times. I think it's from Confucius. I'm gonna beg everybody's apologies if I'm wrong, but I'm not an expert of where it came from. But it's been up there. It's been a driving force to say that you've got to take an active role. And although we primarily see people who are very sick already, we do try to continue to work with them after we've worked on their main issues to maintain and actually maximize their health so they can not only maintain themselves and recover, but to go forward and have as healthy of a lifestyle as possible. And we promote those same ideas to just about anybody that wants to come by. So
that's awesome. So folks, he's talking about the Sierra Integrative Medical Center over in Reno, Nevada, where he is right now, I'm guessing, looking at the signs behind you, right in the office there.
Yeah.
how long has the office been in, the medical center been in operation? How long did mom start it ago?
So it's a really long story, but the reason we have this clinic is that actually my mom became toxic with something that nobody could figure out. She was actually so sick that I remember she had lost all of her hair. She was just super, super sensitive to every little thing that was out there, like a lot of allergies and sensitivities. She got to the point where she couldn't live without carrying a giant purse. And it wasn't because she had a lot of, knickknacks in there, but yeah, she had things that kind of try to help maintain her health in there, various medicines, other remedies. And it took a lot of work, and through Dr. Tang, who eventually became her husband, they discovered that mom had lead toxicity.
Oh, wow.
And that, back in the 70s, chelation type therapies were not very common. And they, I always want to say it's Harvard, hopefully I'm right here, but this Harvard graduate who was in the Army Medical Corps had to swallow all his pride, put that all of aside to try to save his new bride's life, and look to various other facets of alternative medicine to finally find a way and finally got her better.
Wow.
Then, mom herself, got her medical degree, and then things went forward from there. This is in the late 70s into the early 80s in San Francisco, California. Then they moved the whole kit and caboodle basically up here to Reno, Nevada. And we've had this is our fourth building now since the mid 80s. And, we've been in our current location since 2012, and we've been carrying on ever since then. And if you call me the second generation or whatever, we brought a lot of new facets into the original modalities that we had here.
Yeah. I noticed looking on your website, I saw, definitely there's a detox, which I'm guessing kind of came from mom's journey. And then you've also got some Lyme, protocol stuff that I saw on there. And then of course, mixing in with the anti-aging and immune boosting, kind of the whole, like you said, the whole kit and caboodle, everything that you could think of.
Yeah. My story is that I'm the dumb kid who came right out of high school and started my undergraduate training here at the University of Nevada, Reno. And that's obviously was what the clinic was. And ultimately, I started working in the clinic and started off taking out the garbage. I'll admit that. But anyway, the whole point is
that started somewhere.
I started there. I got to work in the infusion department, doing things like the chelations and other integrative infusions. I ultimately became a hyperbaric tech. So I did hyperbaric oxygen. It was a perfect job, by the way. It was just for an undergrad who needed to study and didn't want to get distracted. You get your patient up to pressure on the hyperbaric, and that usually is anywhere from 30, 40 minutes or whatever. Then you sat with the patient 90 minutes, and you occasionally checked on them through the little comm link that you have with them, and the whole time. Otherwise, everybody else is sitting there reading a novel and I'm there going through my notes and studying for whatever tests I had, So it was a great experience. And then of course I went to medical school. I went to the Western University of Health Sciences, where I earned my osteopathic degree in 1997. I went on to do a year of rotating internship, which is basically a first year of family practice. But then I went for a 3-year internal medicine residency in the University of Nevada School of Medicine's program down in Las Vegas. And then ultimately came back and started practice in 2001. And so I like to always call myself an integrative internist. So I literally want to know everything about you so I can look at whatever I need to try to treat with you to try to get you to the best that you can be.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's one of the things I'm definitely can't give myself the background. I'm a naturopath. I'm not an internist, but it is a thing, like wanting to know every single thing about someone. Which leads me into this concept of how well are they aging? How are they doing in that department? And one of the big things that happens is we decline in the amount of production of growth hormone over time. And I'm asked, you know, doc, do we test this? Do we test that? What do we do? Can I go down to Mexico and have injections? So I'd love for you to kind of start folks out with, all right, what can we kind of guess based on symptoms that we might be declining a little bit in growth hormone?
Well, actually, you know how everybody really feels good and then everybody talks about it. You know, when you hit your 30s, all of a sudden something changes, sort of changes. Yeah. And we start to not be so good and we gradually start declining more and more. And that is just a general rule for everybody. And everybody seems to accept that. But the actual biochemical makeup that is responsible for that is growth hormone. And more specifically, when we have growth hormone in our body, our liver primarily gets stimulated to produce something called somatin C, which is better known as insulin-like growth factor 1 or IGF-1. Mm-hmm. It's the main motivator of things that can help maintain your muscles, help your metabolism stay strong, your vitality, basically helps to balance hormones. It can modulate the immune system to kind of prevent inflammation and be more towards getting rid of the bad things in your body. There's a whole myriad of effects. And as we have less growth hormone, we have less stimulation of this production of IGF-1. And we start feeling, I guess, if you want to say it, the effects of aging. We start not having as much stamina, our exercise ability goes down, we feel like we're losing the ability to maintain muscle, it's easier to put fat on, et cetera, et cetera. And that's really a product of this gradual decline of these compounds that help maintain the growth factors specifically that actually maintain all of our tissues and maintain our metabolism, among the other things I've already said.
Nice.
I'm trying to put it in a nutshell because that is probably like an hour long lecture. But the whole point is that I don't think we want to get into all the little minutiae, but that's really the basis. And one of the interesting things here is that, being an American born Chinese myself, the ancient Chinese knew about this for generations ago. And then there are recordings of possibly up to 3,000 years ago, I'm sorry, not recording, but writings up 3,000 years ago that talk about this loss of vitality. And basically they had a very interesting solution to it, but I think I'm gonna let you segue into that.
Well, you know, the interesting solution that a lot of people will talk about nowadays, and of course with your product from Nutronix, is the deer antler. And for a lot of women, they're like, wait, that's a guy's thing. And so this is where I want you to kind of shed some light on that too, because that's one of the big boosters. And yes, in Chinese medicine, that's usually what I have seen secondary to Romania and different types of emperor's formulas, is that the deer antler in particular, the velvet of it is what is most helpful.
Right. And that's really cool. You know that because most people don't know that. So I like to enlighten the viewers here. So growing up in as an American born Chinese in San Francisco, and God love them, my grandparents, whenever I got sick, would drag me down to Chinatown into these various herbal shops. As a as a young kid, the smells that assault you in there was something that make you want to run out of the place and go, my God, no.
I'm not doing it. No.
Yeah, not touching it. But you know what I did see when somebody was like holding me down or whatever, so I couldn't get away, was that, so when you go to an herbalist, they tell you, in this case, your grandparents or somebody tells the herbalist what's wrong with you. So they select the various remedies, like, hey, for the stuffy nose or, your cough or whatever, or for a fever, but always they would grab in a glass case, a preserved deer antler. And on the cut tip of the deer antler on the inside, they would actually scrape that off, add that powder to the other herbals, and take the old mortar and pestle and just grind everything up, make that powder. And then I was supposed to take that down with a tea, and you can imagine, you're laughing, all right? So, it's super bitter. It's horrible, but my grandparents made it tolerable. They'd throw a bunch of like honey or whatever in it. So I'd take it. And it was actually very effective. Now, why is deer antler used so much is that, and by the way, deer antler is probably used only second to ginseng in traditional Chinese medicine.
Yep.
And the reason for that is deer antler was well known by these ancient Chinese as being that constitutional remedy, that thing that built you back up, that thing that needed to be the foundation of all the other therapies, and regardless of what you put into that mixture, that was what was the impetus to repair, to rebuild things as necessary, especially after an illness. So let's take that and go forward. And you've already mentioned some of these key terms. The ancient Chinese just knew to use the durian. So, so what's really important to understand for the viewers that don't get this is that deer actually, they lose their antlers, every winter. And then within 110 days, they grow a whole new rack. So that's a moose antler. But anyway, just for a little emphasis. But the point is, in 110 days, you grow these the rack all the way back in there. So for springtime and you know, everything where the deer are going to, I guess, frolic and mate and do whatever. The whole point is that that deer antler that grows in such a rapid fashion, obviously, there's something that makes it grow. And if you can, so what's been discovered is that if you harvest the deer antler right about the middle of the growth cycle, and these deer are organically fed, at least the ones where Nutronix uses as a source, and they're out in New Zealand, and they're, it's very humane, it's just tranquilized, and you know, the only bad part is they don't have antlers when they're done, and so occasionally they butt their heads without the antlers, but it's just probably more comical than it is harmful. But the bottom line is everything's very reproducible, it's sustainable, there's no problems with that. But you know, aside from that, when you take the antler at that growth point, in the middle of the growth point, the inside of the antler, basically, if you look at the cut in, is this gelatinous, sticky kind of fluid that we commonly call velvet, because if it dries out, it gets very shiny and sticky. And so what happens is with the harvest of deer antler is that you would actually vacuum that stuff out. And then you, just like olive oil, you do a cold press methodology and you get this cloudy brown liquid. And in that cloudy brown liquid are the various growth factors such as IGF-1, which is the predominant one. There's IGF-2, and there's probably like 13 other ones that are for specific tissues. And probably really importantly, there's some things in there that control the type of growths that we have. So basically, this is a complete growth matrix that was, you know, as a Christian, I would say that's from God, that was perfectly made. So we're not going to create like malignancies or something stupid or really weird looking. Like, in other words, we won't have moose antlers like I was trying to do on a deer. Okay, so the point is that this beautiful growth matrix that's there, and by the way, the main constituent is primarily collagen. So there's a reason for that. I'm going to mention for that later. When you put this all together, and then the Nutronix Labs product that we're talking about today actually puts it into a liposomal, which is a fat-based delivery system that's supposed to go under your tongue. It's not meant to be swallowed, or eventually you can swallow it, but the reason it's supposed to go under the tongue is that these growth factors, they're in very small amounts to begin with. And even with the most concentrated form or dosing that we have, it is still, it's measured in 1/1,000,000th of a milligram. Okay, so these are very small numbers. And the whole point is, if you take it orally right into the stomach, well, what do you have in your stomach? Well, most people have acid in there. And, your acid's going to destroy most of the stuff, or even if it somehow makes it to the small intestine, you have enzymes there that come out in the first part of the small intestine that, I mean, this is all meant for your digestion, but it's going to eat up all these growth factors, and you're probably not going to get a whole lot. But most people understand that there's a methodology of putting something under your tongue, and there's blood vessels there called little capillaries, the things that absorb things very easily. And that's why people who sometimes they have heart conditions, they take something called nitroglycerin that dissolves under the tongue very rapidly, and it gets this compound known as nitroglycerin, which dilates the blood vessels so that they can deal with issues, like especially if they're having some chest pain. That same methodology is what is needed to rapidly get these growth factors into your bloodstream. And so this liposomal delivery system facilitates that through those capillary beds under the tongue, and you'll get these growth factors into the bloodstream very rapidly so they can have maximal benefit for your body. And so this product's been around for almost 30 years now. It's been well shown to be able to help with all those various things that we started to talk about. A lot of people use it for athletic performance. A lot of people use it just to simply maintain themselves. I can say that I'm a true believer, because I've been using the product myself for over a decade and a half probably now. And the bottom line is that it helps me to keep my focus. It helps me to maintain my body. I've got a lot of demands, and being I'm an integrative internist, the medical director here at the clinic. I also am the medical director for a small county fire department here in Nevada, where I'm the medical director for the emergency medical services. So, but I'm not sure if they want me to mention, so I won't say which county. but the and I've actually had a very busy life. I've been president of the Nevada Osteopathic Medical Association for I think I did for a total of 7 years. I'm no longer in that position, but I'm still very active. At one point, I served as a president of the licensing board in the state. So doing all those things and being a father of 8 children is an extremely demanding life. And you'll throw in a couple of dogs if you want to laugh about all this. But the point is that I credit the IGF-1 with the fact that I can maintain that energy, maintain that ability to have the strength to do all those things. And, I would really, really tell you that it maintains my body. I don't, I wish I could say I got a chance to work out as well as I did when I was younger. I don't, but I have the ability to at least say that my body doesn't look too horrible. I won't show the viewers today. I'm sorry. I wasn't told that was this kind of podcast.
Nope. Anyway, keep our clothes on this one.
Yes. Okay. But the whole point is, I would say that I feel really good on this. My energy is good. And now that I'm 53, now I'm starting to get a little bit more active with paying attention to my hormones. And that's something that that I think the IGF-1 was maintaining for now is so. We'll start with the male side, since you were mentioning more about females. But the male side of this is that, as most folks know, when you hit your 40s, men's testosterone starts to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's actually was pretty well maintained until just really recently. And wow. I credit the IGF-1 plus product, which is deer antler extract, right? And the reason for that is that the IGF-1 itself actually stimulates luteinizing hormone, which helps my body have a stimulation to create more testosterone. Well, guess what, ladies? It does the same thing for estrogen. Okay. So the ovaries are the analogous to the testicles in the male. So that same stimulation from the luteinizing hormone is going to actually help you to produce more of your natural estrogen. So again, the whole purpose of having growth factors is to maximize what's in your body, not take you beyond or give you something that's not normally there or an artificial substitute. You're trying to maximize whatever can come out of your own organs. And by doing that, you're going to have more optimal levels. So that being said, let's take that back to where you're saying, you know, everybody hears about the growth factors. It's for guys. Okay.
Yeah.
There was the obvious thing there. But if I can say that, yeah, here's the luteinizing hormone, it's helping to produce more estrogens and helping to, build your levels up. So the general concept is we probably all want our hormones to be back when we were at a younger age. Like I hate using that term prime of our life, because I want every day to be the prime of your life. But the whole point is most people would say I probably felt the best when I was in my early 20s. Okay. Mm-hmm. And at that point you weren't having any more acne because you weren't a teenager anymore. And you actually felt really strong. You had, everything from libido to, just feeling like all the energy in the world. And again, I get it. Some people aren't that way. And if you're not, please feel free to call me. I'll work that up for you. But the bottom line is that by having these growth factors on board, we're trying to help push the body back into that balance where you're, at least biochemically, you're more like you were at that more ideal point in your life, so to speak. And so that's where the hormones would get more balanced. That would be more that we have the ability to modulate our immune system better, so there's less inflammation, more direct killing action against the bad guys. And again, the part that probably makes everybody feel better is, especially through specifically IGF-1, we have the ability to maintain better lean mass on our body, help to metabolize fat faster, and even more importantly, we have the stamina. We build up all the different muscle tissues. And without getting into too much physiology, you have different muscle tissues, some for rapid use, some for slow use. And, but the bottom line is your ability to be more active was there. It's intact. You have more energy. So that's really the principal, benefits for in general for most people. And of course, I mentioned all the other growth factors. You've got growth factors for bone. You got growth factors for nerves. The collagen that I said was the main component of this product is the thing that, everybody talks about. Let's get more collagen in there. That can, make your skin better, firm things up for you. And, so all that plays a big role in this healthy aging, which again, If we're equating it to the loss or diminishment of the amount of human growth hormone and then subsequently the main thing in the body being the IGF-1, then we're seeing why it's important to get that back on board and to be able to turn around and to maintain various levels of not just growth factors, but to balance like hormones and other stuff in our body so we can actually, in a more healthy way, age.
I love it. Now, I think a lot of people on my podcast are a little bit geeky like me, and sometimes we'll dive into the labs and kind of interpret their own labs. So they might be thinking like, all right, Dr. Fong, so if I test my hormones and I test my IGF-1, what am I looking for in terms of IGF-1 to know that I would be a good candidate other than my symptoms? Is there a possibility to make my IGF-1 too high? I think that's probably the number one question I get.
So here's an interesting answer. I actually conducted a very small study, but I believe it's on the Nutronix website, of a number of my employees and patients. And because when you introduce these products into your body, number one, remember, they're very tiny amounts. They're measured in basically nanograms, which is 1/1,000,000th of a milligram. Mm-hmm. And they get in the body and they're used up rapidly. Okay, mm-hmm. So what we were trying to prove was that it actually was going in there. So what we did was we were using the product. We take a blood line, we stick a needle in somebody and then say, okay, let's draw blood now before we do the product. Here's your baseline. We then introduce the product, and every single one, I believe, of the study participants, again, there wasn't a big cohort, but every single one at 15 minutes showed a significant rise in the amount of IGF-1 in their system, basically compared to their baseline levels. But by 30 minutes, when we did it again, it was back to the baseline, essentially.
Ah, okay.
That's why the bottom line is, if you're using the Nutronix Labs IGF-1 plus product the way that's recommended, there's no way that you're going to necessarily overdo it on this thing. Because in general, just from that high metabolic standpoint, your system's going to burn it up. Use it up as well.
Use it up. Awesome. Awesome. No, that's a good thing to know, because I think for a lot of people, I mean, I will test IGF-1 just to know kind of where things are at on someone. If they're super tanked, then I'm like, okay, you know, we've got other fish to fry here. Now, another thing I think a lot of people are probably thinking about is they've maybe heard of the clinics down in Mexico where they can do injectable growth hormone. And they might be going, now, what's the difference? Obviously, besides being synthetic compared to deer antler, what's the big difference when you put one of those into the body versus using your product from Nutronix?
So the number one thing, massive difference in cost. You're talking thousands of dollars for each of those injections. Here in the United States, it's so expensive that the insurance companies, for them to pay for your injections, essentially require you to go to an endocrinologist before they'll approve it. Yeah. I used to actually try to do some of that. And I had people who had serum levels of their growth hormones that were basically almost unreadable.
Wow.
And yet the insurance denied us because we didn't order specific tests. And then, of course, they wouldn't even tell us what tests that they wanted. So basically, it's kind of like, hey, send them to endocrinologist before we'll pay for it. That's basically what that was about. Wow. And so you got approved for these injections, you're talking like thousands. I mean, I'm not talking about it, just a few thousand, sometimes up to like $10,000 a month or whatever for these various injections. They were super expensive. Mm-hmm. And the whole part, and like you said, is they're semi-synthetic. So we didn't really know if there's other effects in the body. There's been some suggestion that there were mixed benefits from the thing. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, because it's so expensive, I'm not sure if we have enough data to and enough patients who got on this stuff to really show if obviously you can get your the growth hormone levels up. Mm-hmm. But remember, the main motivator of how that growth hormone helps you is insulin-like growth factor 1, which is produced in your liver in response to the levels of growth hormone. So again, these are all things that are normally measured by the endocrinologist anyway, and obviously more growth hormone usually equates to more IGF-1 in your body. But the bottom line is, again, a semi-synthetic stimulation versus actually just having IGF-1 being introduced in the body, it's not going to throw off some metabolic factor that could trigger you to potentially have some of the other issues you were worried about, possibly an excess of one growth factor, maybe a lack of another. Again, not enough data to really say that, but there have been various case reports I've heard about that, and they can't explain certain things. So we make certain suppositions or assumptions about that. But the bottom line is that, you know, I'm certainly not knocking growth hormone. I think it's a great thing. But if we can have something that is a cost factor that is geometrically less than using human growth hormone, why not try that first before we jump into something that's $10,000 or more a month?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a spray under your tongue, folks. You're not injecting it. So also that component too, because I think a lot of people have to work up to doing self-injections just on their own. And speaking of self-injections, one of the other really popular things I'm asked about quite often are the growth hormone stimulator peptides. So things like efemerelin, things in that side of this world. Would you say kind of the same component, expensive, obviously, also data somewhat here and there, hit or miss on it?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, these are the new kids on the block. Let's put some stimulators on board and try. And it's the right direction. We want the body to kind of control things or try to introduce something as, so we say, is identical to the body. I mean, the terminology we all hear is a bioidentical for hormones. In the case of the growth factors, these are essentially bioidentical, right? So they're trying to be as similar as to the stuff that we have in our body and not be something we produce in a laboratory. Mm-hmm. And so by having that, then we would expect the normal physiologic effects that we would that we've come to know from our basic sciences. Once we start doing things that are semi-synthetic, then I don't want to make this sound like I'm sort of anti-pharma or something like that. But when for a pharmaceutical company to produce something, you know, no offense, they're going to want to make money off it, so they got to patent it. If they take a natural product of any sort, they've got to change it by up, I think it's like 10% of the from the original formula. So they, in other words, they add hydrogen groups here, or hydroxyl or whatever there, in hopefully something that's kind of inert and that doesn't change the effect of what you're trying to make from nature. And then they can patent it. And of course, then they can sell it and make money from it. You know, that's sort of the double-edged sword. It is a incentive for us to use what's in nature, but if we're changing it too much, what are we doing? Are we going to open Pandora's box, so to speak, when we do that?
Yeah.
And I think that we have to be a little careful about that. And most of the times we don't see anything too horrible, but you know, occasionally we do see some things that you don't allow things to even come on the market, so to speak. So I think it's really important to understand that things that come from typically from a pharmaceutical nature have been all, even though they claim to be something that sounds natural and from nature, typically, unless they say it's all natural or whatever, there is an alteration to it so that the company can actually patent it. So again, I'm not trying to be saying that it's all about money, but it's not. It's just more that's just the facts there.
Yeah. Yeah. Different processing, different, you know, concept. Obviously with deer antler, we are taking something that is naturally made by nature, happens for these deer. They get the benefit of it. Now we do. So can you tell folks a little bit how, you know, if they're looking at Nutronix, and so by the way, guys, NutronixLabs.com is where you want to go to find out more about the deer antler spray. And let's talk a little bit about how would someone start with it? What would be kind of the general, I know you can't give medical advice, things of that nature, folks, we're not giving that on here. Just the general, what's the suggested getting started with some deer antler concept?
So basically, it's the old principle of less is more. You mm-hmm. start with the lowest effective dose. We should do that with everything in medicine, the lowest mm-hmm. effective dose. Mm-hmm. And the lowest dose that on the Nutronix, I would say it would be the 10,000 nanogram bottle. It's a mm-hmm. spray, like you were saying. And we recommend that for just about everybody to start with a few exceptions. And even for athletic performance, we would actually have people, you know, my recommendation at least would be to start low. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you could use more, then go up on the scale. The very rare exceptions are possibly people from my clinic or have specific conditions where they are lacking growth hormone or whatnot. And you may want to start a lot higher. Recently, we had a patient come through the clinic who had early ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. And she was actually started on the maximal dose of the product and it was maintaining her. So that, just to give you an idea, there's different applications for specific medical applications, at least from our standpoint. Sure. But, you know, most people, again, the principles start low and work your way up. I mean, we go all the way to a 300,000 nanogram. Again, I said the beginning level is at 10,000. So it's mm-hmm. that's like a factor of 30, okay, of an increase. So when you go to the website, it kind of looks like, you know, these big muscular guys are the only ones who are supposed to take the big one. But again, it's really based on your need. And right. I wouldn't recommend that just somebody start and go grab the maximal one. That probably is not, you know, you're probably not going to be able to, you know, I mean, you'll definitely get benefit, but do you really need that much? And the answer is probably no. And again, it's not so much that's going to build up and cause problems for you, but as you continue to age, you may actually have to bump it up a little bit because maybe your body might need a little bit more at that point. If you start with the maximum, where are you going to go from there?
Yeah. Yeah. There's that. You're going to have to create the triple max from there.
Right.
That's could be a big deal there. So Dr. Fung, I think for folks right now, they're kind of going, all right, you know, this deer antler thing, super interesting, want to check it out. So that they would go over to neutronicslabs.com and say, if someone's listening and they're like, hey, maybe Dr. Fung's clinic can help me out. What's the process for getting into the Sierra Integrative Medical Center? What give us the spiel on like who you guys like to see, how folks come in, you know, what's the best way to go about it? And if they're coming from out of town, give us the spiel.
Okay. Well, first off, let me give a shout out to the founder of Neutronics Labs. My dear brother from another mother, Mr. Rick Lentini, he's the one that brought this to market, and it was an amazing product. And I just want to give you that backstory, and I promise I'll give you my contact info.
No worries.
Rick had a cousin who unfortunately had ALS, and they was told he had so many months to live, and he was in a really bad way. Rick, out of love for his cousin, brought it and put the product together for him. And not only did the cousin live a lot longer than they gave him time for, but he had a very very good to excellent quality of life for the rest of his life. And as a result, that's what brought this product to the market. And I praise and I thank Mr. Lentini for being brave enough to do that. And the rest is history. He's been trying to help people. So I want to give a shout out to him and Neutronics Labs for that. But anyway, so you guys really want to find me. I am here for anything you want me to help you with. Being an internist, I look at just about anything. If you got something that I don't normally take care of in a comfortable manner, I'll get you referred to somebody else. But my role is being an internal medicine doctor. That's what an internist is. I then incorporate integrative medicine into it. Like you, Janine, I bring natural medicine into it. I bring homeopathy into it. We have all kinds of things. And really, it's the mentality to think out of the, you know, more comprehensively and think a little bit out of the box if you need to. So that we can not only solve and figure out what's really wrong with you and really truly diagnose you. Because a lot of patients I get a lot of times, they're not happy because the healthcare system we have, unfortunately, is trying to put them into a box, and not everybody fits into a neat box all the time. So it's our job to help explore things. So we like playing medical detective if as need be. Mm-hmm. So we're more than happy to see you for any problem. Our main sort of specialty, if you will, prior to COVID was looking at folks with chronic neuromuscular diseases. And we ended up having some notoriety as being fairly successful at treating chronic Lyme disease, just because we found that that was a big factor in a lot of people. But we go after things like mold and mold toxins. We do a lot of things like metal toxicity. That's the, like we talked about earlier, that was mom's issue. We look at allergies. We look at chemical sensitivities. Basically, we find these things as a possible underlying or at least exacerbating, meaning making things worse, factor in anybody's illness. And we want to work those things up in most people and make sure that we're not missing something. So if this is something that, if there's anything I can really help anybody out there with, I'm more than welcome you to come by and see us. I spend 90 minutes with you in an initial appointment. And so I think that gives us time to really get to know you really well, as opposed to, all right, your 5 minutes or 10 minutes are up. I hate saying that, but I've seen somebody do that.
Oh, yeah.
But the bottom line is that's not us. We want to know everything that we can about you so we can get a complete picture. So if you want to come by and see us, we're at the Sierra Integrative Medical Center. And that would be www.sierra, which is S-I-E-R-R-A, integrative, integrative.com, all one word, no dashes or hyphens. And you want to give us a call, we're at 775-828-5388. So again, 775 828-5388. So I never call myself.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I'd have a job.
But give us check us out. And if we can help you, we're here to do anything we can to help you out.
Thank you, Dr. Fong. I appreciate it. Because one of the big things I wanted you guys to hear here is he is an internist. And when docs get hung up on like, oh crap, I don't know what to do with this patient, we go to the internist. That is like hands down what you do. And so having an integrative internist on board is even more of a game changer, because now you get the best of the alternative medicine world with the sleuthing, because that's what he was taught to do as an internist. So game changer. So I want you to tell folks how to find you, because I know that a lot of people do come to this podcast as health junkies trying to figure out what the heck is going on with them. So thank you. I really appreciate you sharing all this great information with us today.
I appreciate it. This has been really fun. And you know, I always love, like I said, educating people, and I tend to talk too much on it. So if I kind of dominate, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, but I do that with the patients because I want them to know and understand things, but it's just, I just feel it's a good way to, I try to give you as much information as I can.
That's what we're looking for here. That is what we're looking here. That's what we need. Thank you so much, Dr. Fong.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.